ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Just a warning before we begin, we will be discussing suicide during this next interview. Later today, the veteran-led volunteer organisation Disaster Relief Australia will announce the results of a two-year study into protecting the wellbeing of veterans. It followed the experiences of almost 600 DRA members exploring the ways service can restore a sense of purpose and perspective. The results suggest that volunteering is a viable and sometimes life-saving option for those struggling to find purpose and meaning after military service. Disaster Relief Australia's chief executive is Jeff Evans, and he is our guest this morning. Jeff Evans, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
For those who aren't familiar, tell us about the work of Disaster Relief Australia.
Well, we were founded in late 2016, in the middle of the wars in the Middle East. And what we originally started doing is we were looking at repurposing the skills and experience of veterans to work in disaster relief. And then what we found is that when the police, the fireys, the AMBOs, the SES and the RFS leave a disaster zone, there's actually no one else coming. So we fell into this huge market gap, as it were, and it's incredibly powerful experience because we were finding young veterans were turning up to people who had lost everything and for whom no one else was coming to help. And when they did, they were really able to help that person take the first step in their recovery. And it's a very powerful thing to give a person back hope. And I remember being, you know, just after one of our first missions in 2017 up in Queensland, watching a young veteran, because at the end of the day, we go around the room and we do a debrief. And this young bloke stood up and he said, you know, I was going to kill myself 2 weeks ago. And being here has really given me back a sense of purpose, and I think I'm going to be okay. Now, that's a very, very powerful thing to hear. And then over time, I would see this play out again and again. And then in 2022, we were able to win a research grant from the Movember Foundation because I said, look, we've got to put a study to this and see if there's an evidence base and see how it plays out. And that's what we'll be launching later today.
So that study that you pitched for, that independent scientific study conducted by the South Australian Health and Medical Research Institute, has looked into the benefits to veterans of working with DRA. What's it found?
Well, it's pretty phenomenal, actually. So we knew we were making unwell people better, but there's a couple of things I hadn't fully picked up on. The first one, well, a couple of more obvious ones. The first one is DRA encourages people to be physically active. Now, that might seem self-evident, but a lot of veterans are broken or think they're broken. But if you ask them to help somebody else, it's amazing what they are capable of. And our deployments tend to be time bound, usually about 7 days long, so they can hook in for that period of time and we get them out and we get them active. The other thing it found is serving here really gives people a sense of perspective. So you can leave the military and think your life is pretty tough and then meet an 80-year-old, because remember, disasters overwhelmingly impact people who are in rural and regional areas. They're poorer and they're older and they're often alone. So a young veteran goes and meets someone who's 80, who's alone, who's lost absolutely everything, is uninsured and for whom no one else is coming. And it certainly gives them a bit of perspective on their life. The other thing it found is that being around like-minded individuals, you see, the best person to help a veteran transition is another veteran, but they have got to be a positive role model. And we have positive role models because if you're going to join Disaster Relief Australia, you're only provided the opportunity to serve other people. So it's service orientated. And if you're going to shovel mud for free for someone you don't know, you've got to be here for the right reasons. Mm. And then I think the most stark thing that jumped out at me was this concept we call reframing, and that is, for people whose time in the military was the darkest time in their life for whatever reason, when they're able to use the skills and experience they gained back during the military, and this applies to the emergency services as well who serve with us, all these years later, they're able to look back and say, well, at least something good finally came of it. And that actually allows them to let go of feelings of anger and guilt and shame, and they let it all go and you know, just reframe the way they look at their time back then as something positive now. Very powerful.
Yeah, very powerful. You're a veteran yourself. What have other former ADF personnel who have got involved said about their time with DRA?
Well, we'll hear it time again that it's either changed their life or saved their life. Now, the trick for us is to get in earlier, because I had a lot of military people who come out and they join DRA and they say, geez, I wish I had found this, you know, as I was getting out or while I was still serving, because then I wouldn't have fallen so far. So that's some of the work we've got ahead of us now is engaging people in defence whilst they're serving so they can build connections in the community and not be so isolated when they get out.
So what would you like to see happen now to actually roll this out more broadly?
Well, we have built the alternative capability to the Australian military in disasters. So you would have heard in the media a lot that defence is saying they can't be engaged in disasters all the time. We can do that. To do it, what we need in particular is access to things like leave arrangements, and then we need a much better worn path between defence and DRA, and we are absolutely working on that. What I'd like to see is from the day you join the military, you're starting to do volunteering so that by the time you come to be leaving, there is already a well-established path between service in the military and service in DRA. And when you leave, regardless of the reason, you're either going to go on to have a productive life in society, or you're going to continue to serve the nation in some way, and that may include volunteering in DRA.
Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Disaster Relief Australia Chief Executive Jeff Evans. Open Arms Veterans and Families Counselling line is 1800 011 046 and Lifeline is 13 11 14.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.